This is Internal Apocalypse, Field Notes on the End of the World. It's March 9th. Something is wrong. More people are gone today, including the other intern. Some of our people have gone home, so they say, but I'm not sure I believe them. I keep thinking about the needles in the closet yesterday, and I went to check them today, and there are fewer of them, which means that some of them must have been used to vaccinate people on the way out the door, but that doesn't make sense, because I haven't actually seen them vaccinating anyone at the doors or at the security checkpoint, which is literally the only way in and out of the building that I know of, because it's a government building, it's secure. Something happened last night, but I'm not sure what. My boss has been acting really strangely. She's really anxious and scattered, and it's like she's been trying to keep a secret, but it's about to explode out of her at any given moment. She asked a few of us to stay overnight, which is a little bit weird, but I did. Of course I did. And then this morning we were told to stay inside and focus on our work, and then they brought in a coffee maker, which is when I realized that something was deeply, deeply wrong. Could be another wave of the virus, but it doesn't seem like the government implemented the same lockdown measures that they did for the first wave, and nobody in the office is sick, and it seems like if there were another wave of the virus that a lot more people would have been sent home to actual quarantine, not a stupid game quarantine. This is starting to feel like a fucking societal test of game theory, and I don't like it. Which is in a sense what the compound experiment is, but this feels more urgent, maybe? Less rational, less theory-based? There's just such a weird juxtaposition between whatever the fuck is happening here in this world and what's happening in the world of the compound. The virus doesn't exist there, probably because all of the subjects have been vaccinated and they're just carrying on with their lives as normally as possible. There's comfort in listening to them, in hearing them go about their days in that little microcosm of society, in hearing their laughter and their arguments and their normal human drama. And because I'm the only one monitoring them, it feels like they're just in my head, just something for me, something that nobody else gets access to. It's not intentional, the fact that I'm the only one monitoring them. I mean, it's the job that nobody else wanted to take, that nobody else thought was important enough to spend a huge amount of time on, but right now it feels like the only sane thing happening and the most important thing happening. My boss asked me this morning if I wanted to hand the project off to somebody else, asked me if I would hand the project off to somebody else, but I don't want to. I know these people now, even if they don't know me. I know their routines and their lives and their histories, and I want to know what will happen to them once they leave the compound. Like, will they stay friends? Will they hate each other? Will some of them get properly married? Will they... Speaking of compounds, I need to get out of this building for a minute before I lose my mind, and I don't even know why I'm recording anymore. They definitely shouldn't know that I'm leaving the building against orders if I'm not going to get coffee, but... Oh. Hold on a sec.
God.
Hey, for fuck hell!
I broke the coffee maker. Now I have to go outside. Ha! Okay, hang on. Wow. For the record, I'm standing on the front steps of the USAID building, and we're in Midtown Manhattan at rush hour, and there are only a few cars on the road, and they're loaded with stuff, overflowing with stuff, and they're going... They look like they're all going in the same direction, I think. Like they're going out of the city. Hey! Hey! What's going on?
Evacuating!
What happened to everyone?
Vaccines! Everyone who got them!
Wait, hold on. Where are you going? Where is everybody going?